The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Did you ever think you'd see the other side of the nightmare you just lived through? Are you able to sit there right now and appreciate that you've survived the worst life has to offer, but yet you're not sure what to do or where to go from here? Do you know that you never want to go back to where you were or ever have to live through that again? Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney, and this is the seventh show in an eight-part series of Surviving to Thriving, the Worst Life Has to Offer. And today we're going to talk about the lessons learned and how to leverage them to make your life happier. When you move forward, you've been through the worst. Aren't you ready to be happy? I know I am. I was. I still am. You've survived this nightmare, and that's the nice way to put it. Now it's time to thrive. Survival's one thing. You do what you have to do when you're going through it, but it's time to take it up and live your life and enjoy your life again. You want to be happy. You want to be productive. You want to be financially secure. You want to live your life with confidence and determination. Perhaps, but as you're sitting there, perhaps you feel like you're right back to where you were before it all happened. Nothing has really changed except you've experienced the pain of whatever the challenge was that you were going through. One of the first questions you have to ask yourself is whether this experience was enough to make you want to live life differently. And when you first come out or when you first encounter a difficult situation at best, and they say this all the time, people that have experienced a cancer diagnosis or have lost a loved one or have an auto accident and a radical change, they're scared to death to keep doing the things that they've been doing. And in some cases, they're afraid of death. And you change your life, you eat differently, you drive differently, you exercise more, you just have decided that you have to do something. But that doesn't always last very long. But when you've come through a challenge like you've been through, are you ready to change your life as if to do anything less would be life-ending? And that's a question that I've asked myself repeatedly over the last few years. Am I ready to change? Are you ready to change? Now, if you're not yet, that's okay. Sometimes what you need to do is just be for a while. There is nothing that you have to do at this moment if you don't choose to. But since you've been through the worst life has to offer, if you want your life to be different, you have to decide it's worth your effort to live differently. If you lost your home, your financial security because of mistakes or poor judgment, are you willing to choose security and stability over instant gratification? I know that I lived my life, and both my husband and I did. We loved that instant gratification. We were doing well. We were both had good jobs, and we wanted what we wanted right then and right there. It didn't matter if it was the car, the house, the new computer, the trip. But those judgments, even though they made sense at time, as you look back on the decisions you made, would you still make them after you've been through this major financial implosion? Or will you do things differently? Are you ready to change your behavior so you can enjoy life again instead of living in fear of what might happen if you make a judgment that maybe you know better now? Are you willing to live more frugally and give up the dinners out, the travel, even living in the best home, the best neighborhood, or the best city? Are you willing to moderate your behavior if it means that you will feel more secure, more in control? So when we go through the worst life has to offer, we're out of control. Despite what may or may not have happened, you lost control in the process. Are you ready to gain that control back? And as I ask this question, and I ask this question to myself too, are you ready to do something different now that you've been through the worst life has to offer? If you've come through a divorce, have you taken the time to think about what you want in a relationship? Or even if you want a relationship, are you willing to stand up for your integrity and demand honesty and respect? You might not have done that in the course of your marriage. Are you willing to say no to a relationship that's the same as what you had before? Oftentimes, especially with divorce, and if you were not the one that initiated the divorce, you're looking for a replacement. You're looking for that security. You're looking for stability again. But since you've been through disrespect and dishonesty and situations that you just never imagined that you would have in your lifetime, are you willing to say, my life, my happiness is worth more than the way that I was treated? When you've come through this major life challenge, and again, I call them the worst life has to offer, you've come through a major stress in your life and you're wiser than you were before. Isn't it time that you stood up for yourself and decided that you're going to respect yourself and you're going to honor your own self-worth? Because now that's what's going to help you move forward in your life. If you make the same choices that you made before the bankruptcy, before the divorce, before the foreclosure, before the death, your life ends up being exactly the same as what it was before. Now, the difference is, of course, if someone's died, it never goes back to being the same. But it won't be anything different or anything more other than being alone. And in a lot of cases, that means that you're lonely. If you're newly widowed, are you willing to discover what life is like solo? Or do you need someone in your life? Are you willing to step out on your own to try something new? Or are you comfortable putting your needs first? Every one of these questions are worthy of your consideration if you don't want to fall back into old patterns. Again, you've come through this major life challenge and you've survived it. And that's something to celebrate. But what do you want to do from here? Do you want to make your life better than what it was before? Because remember, you just fell through the black hole and you had to live there for a while and you've climbed back out of it. What are you going to do to keep yourself out of it? And that's just something you have to decide if you are ready. You've been through the worst life has to offer, and what that gave you is incredible wisdom. Yes, I know. In my case, could I have learned this a different way? Could there have been a book, a program, a person who could have just told me all about it so I never had to experience it myself? That doesn't happen in real life. It's kind of like wanting your kids not to make mistakes because you made them, so you try and tell them what to do or what not to do, but it's their life. They don't really appreciate it until they've experienced it. And that's what we're really talking about these challenges as being. You have gained incredible wisdom. I wouldn't have wished my experience on anyone, including, you know, what we call as our worst enemies, although I don't believe in enemies. I wouldn't wish what I've been through on anyone. But the truth of the matter is, because I have been through the financial stress, the job loss, my husband dying, dealing with his cancer treatment throughout that whole time, I'm a different person than I was before all those things happened. And I choose to believe that I'm stronger. Now, I would like my husband to be sitting here beside me, but he's not, and I can't change that. So I have a choice. You have a choice. Are you going to make your life better and happier, more fulfilling, now that you know what you know? It's a question we ask ourselves, and as hard as it is right now, It's time to use what you've been through, use the challenge, use the experience to create your new reality. So what do I mean by that? On our fifth show, we talked about humility. And if you've adopted that behavior, then you understand your role in your current state of being. There are some things that you may have done to contribute to your financial loss or your job loss or your divorce. If you've acknowledged those, you know, I could have made better judgments. I could have lived differently. If you acknowledge your role and you're humble about it, you understand that, okay, I made these choices before. Now it's time to make different choices. You're not the victim. And as long as you're willing to accept and take responsibility for your role in the nightmare you just came through, you will make your life better. Now, I do understand if we're talking about someone who has died, that's a different situation. So right now, what I'm addressing are those situations where you made a decision or you contributed to something that ultimately caused your challenge. You know what that is. And when you know what you did that maybe wasn't optimal, now you know what you can do differently to make it better. So we're going to talk about some simple steps here on how to use the challenge you've been through to thrive. You played a role or part of a role. So let's talk about what you're going to do differently going forward. So this first simple step is one that involves some writing. And I'm not much of a journal person myself, but I've learned in the course of developing simple steps over the courses of these, 8 years now, that writing things down makes a difference. You don't have to keep it. You don't have to reread it. And yes, I know there's a philosophy out there that you should pull these things out as a reminder. But if you're like me, writing it down commits it to paper, but I'll never go back and look at it again. But I know in my heart, because I've laid it all out there, what I'm dealing with. So what I want you to do is write down, as you sit there right now, write down what you did that contributed to the challenge you just came through. So for example, if you declared bankruptcy, you might write down that you lived outside your means. You had to have the best, the newest, the greatest, whether that was the home, the car, the vacation, the toys. You had to have the best, and you had to have it now. So maybe what you wrote down is, in my prior life, I lived outside my means. In my prior life, I wanted instant gratification, and I bought what I wanted when I wanted it, but I bought it all on credit, and I didn't use that as properly, or I didn't use it as well as I could have. So you've written down what you know you did in the past. So what I want you to do now is change. Beside what you wrote down in your prior state, write down what you're committed to doing going forward. So for example, if you wrote down that you bought on credit and only made minimum payments, perhaps beside it, you write down you're going to live on a cash basis. You're not going to abuse credit because you're making a choice to use cash. If you are trying to rebuild your credit, build that credit score back up, which is critical after a bankruptcy or a foreclosure, maybe what you say is you're going to charge no more than $100 on a credit card every month, but you're going to pay it off as soon as you charge it. And I know there's a whole philosophy out there about using other people's money and waiting until the 30 days after the bill comes out and paying it on the last day. But if you've abused credit in the past, that might be a problem for you. So instead of using other people's money for that 30 or 45 days or whatever the period is, depending on when you charged it, you decide that you are going to make the charge. And then you're going to go home and you're going to pay your credit card bill. Okay, some credit card bills take a day or two for it actually to come up on the bill. You can look at this online. But as soon as you see that charge come up, you're committing to paying it out of your checkbook. Now, the key is to make sure the money is in your checkbook before you do that, but that's just another one of those lessons learned as you go along. I have a friend of mine, and she probably was one of the smartest financial people that I ever met. I wish I'd learned from her in my early days. But what she did was she used a credit card for absolutely everything. But she carried with her a check ledger. Okay, this was back before we had, you know, checking online and you could do Quicken or one of those systems. She literally would go into her check ledger and deduct the amount that she had just spent on a credit card. So she knew exactly what her payment or credit card was going to be when that payment was due. So if you are committed to make things different on a financial basis, what you've written down is, here's what I did before, here's what I'm going to do differently. Now, when you think about that just for a moment, you realize how much you've learned. I'm not going to use credit. I'm going to use credit smartly if I'm going to use it at all. And here's what I'm going to do to make my financial stability better and to assure my future. The key to all of this is being sure that you follow what you say that you're going to do. And if you're one of those folks that needs to pin a reminder on a refrigerator, or you need to put a note on your phone that reminds you, pay the credit card as soon as you charge it, then do those things for you. You can do whatever makes the most sense to remind yourself of what you've committed to do, but you need to stick to your commitment. And every time you stick to your commitment, you now have built up your power. It is strength that you have created because you went through a challenge that caused you to look at things totally differently from where you are right now. So another example is maybe your marriage ended in part because you bickered all the time about the little stuff that in hindsight now doesn't matter. Maybe what you could do is focus on, what am I going to do to not let the petty annoyances bother me? And one way to do that is to ask yourself, is this going to matter in 5 minutes? Is it going to matter to me in 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months? If you say no to those, then let it go. And maybe that's what you decide you're going to do. I'm going to ask myself this question. Is it going to matter before I get annoyed and react? Now, for those of you who are widowed, and I know that Jack and I did different things. We didn't spend money consistently the way we thought we should have. We made decisions in the spur of the moment. So we had very different ways to do things. But now that I'm widowed, I look at things differently. So for example, we didn't spend money to enjoy life. We spent money on things. And we didn't go on vacations, we didn't have experiences because we didn't want to spend the money. Of course, we'd gotten into the whole credit thing anyhow. And now that I find myself solo and realizing we put off doing so much when he was alive because we justified we can't afford it, I look at life differently now that I'm solo. My life's about how do I experience this life, not what do I have in this life. So as you're choosing a different path for yourself, ask yourself, are you ready to make this change? And if you are, leverage what you've been through. The challenge you've been through, the nightmare, the worst life has to offer, use it to your advantage because you can, and make decisions that are going to make you happier going forward. Now, another simple step that's designed to really amp you up and increase your self-confidence and self-worth draws from the worst of your pain. And this is truly the simplest of the simple steps. Ask yourself what you know now that you didn't know about yourself. And what's important to you? So here's a few examples. I know now that no amount of stuff is worth living with the stress of debt or feeling like a failure. Wow, that's kind of great to know. You didn't realize it before, you know it now. I know that I have an addictive tendency and I need to eliminate from my life what tempts me the most. I know that being able to trust is the most important thing in a relationship. And that's more important to me than what my partner does for a living or how much money they make. I know that nothing can be as important as the relationships in my life. I know now that I deserve to be treated with respect and the same respect I treat others with, and I'm not going to accept less. Now, these are all really simple principles. And if you've decided to live your life now that you've experienced the worst life has to offer, remind yourself of what's important to you now. It's important to live in this moment. It's important to have respect for yourself. And you've learned what your self-worth is after everything you've been through. They're very simple examples, but right now, you want to thrive. After all you've been through, it is your life. It is your right to recognize your self-worth and to recognize you deserve to be respected. Just because you may have made some poor decisions or because your spouse died, that doesn't mean you're any less of a worthy person. We come to this life and we learn as we go. If we're all perfect at everything, life would be pretty boring. And honestly, what would be the purpose of being here if everything was perfect? I'm a firm believer that we came to this life to have an experience. And while we might not understand it at the moment, we have learned from it because of this challenge. So, for example, I look at my life and I have no idea why my husband died at the age of 63. I can't tell you, but I know there was a purpose to it. And I have to know and I have to believe in my heart that what I've come through with his passing and his experience through cancer is something that I am meant to learn. So it is incredible wisdom that you've developed as you've come through the worst life has to offer. It's time to thrive. And it is, again, I can't say this enough, it is your right to do this. And you have. Think of how much you've been through and how much you've learned and how much stronger you are because of the challenge. No, we wish we didn't have to have gone through it, but we did. Most of all, be aware of your strength and your resolve. You want to live your life differently. So you're going to make different choices than before you got into whatever you got into. Or in the case of if your spouse died, you're going to live life to the fullest in a way that means something and it's important to you. It's important to recognize and acknowledge how strong you've become because of what you've been through. Now, on next week's show is the last in this series of Surviving to Thriving, the Worst Life Has to Offer, and we're going to talk more about your strength. It's important to recognize your strength. You've been through a lot, and maybe you felt weak through that process. I know I did. You felt like you were a failure. You felt like you should have done things differently. You know, there was a time when I felt that I should have done more to save my husband. And when he died, all I could think of was I couldn't save him. You've come through the financial challenge, the divorce. You're on the other side of losing a spouse or a loved one. And you're in a different place and you're ready to make different decisions. So we're going to leverage that knowledge and we're going to make you stronger. You're making yourself stronger when you recognize everything that you've been through. I want you to just take a minute right now. We've been through 7 of the 8 parts of all of this, and you've gone from, and I'll use this phrase because it just describes it, you've been through hell, and you're on your way back. And on your way back, every step you have taken has made you stronger. You have a different wisdom than you had before. You don't want to make the decisions you made previously. You don't want to live the life that you were living that caused you to be in that place. You're ready to thrive, and you are thriving in so many more ways than you were even just a few weeks ago. So until we talk next week, and that's about using that strength going forward, be proud of how far you've come. Be resolved to live your life by choice, the new choices that will make you stronger and more secure and happier and enjoying this life. And be grateful that you're on the far side of the worst life has to offer, and you're still standing. And that's a miracle. Until next week, stay strong.